Hello, it's Freddie Sandilands here, your podcast host and close personal friend. If you're enjoying the Great Job podcast, then why not come and watch us perform live? We're going to be at the Canal Cafe Theatre on Wednesday, the 1st of May at 7:30 p.m. We're going to be joined by Mike Orton-Tolliver, founding member of the Free Association and improv legend, as well as Sophia Broido, Nick Everett and Hayley McGee. And we're going to be splitting the bill with Raji Chalir and a number of other fantastic stand-up comedians. Use the code word GREATJOB12 to get two tickets for £12. Go to the Great Job Instagram page, Great Job Improv, and our ticket link is in the bio. See you there. Thanks for tuning in to Great Job, the improvised comedy podcast about the world of work. Each episode, we talk to an improviser about a job they've held, and then we improvise scenes based off what they've said. The jobs are real, but everything else is totally improvised and made up on the spot. Sound effects are added afterwards. One of the sound effects you're going to hear is a whooshing noise, which sounds like this. When you hear that, it means that the scene might have jumped to a different location or the characters might have changed. And that is what the whoosh means.
I'm with three improv superstars. I've got Jim Woods. Yep. And he's giving a thumbs up, which is helpful on a podcast. I've got Amanda Bonar. Double thumbs up. And Billy Merritt.
Actually, I'm Will McGoffin. You got the wrong guy. I don't know how you hooked me in here, but sure. I'll be Billy Merritt.
And Billy, you're going to tell us about a job you've had.
Yes. When I first moved to New York in the mid to late 90s, I lucked out by getting a job at a really cool, trendy bar that I didn't belong to. Like, I would not allow myself to go there as a human. It's called the... doesn't exist anymore. It's called the Zigzag Bar and Grill, which is right next to the Hotel Chelsea, which has a whole bunch of weird, great stories. That's where Dylan Thomas stayed and Robert Mapplethorpe. It's like an artist colony hotel. And most importantly, that's where Sid Vicious was killed by Nancy Spudgeon. So that's what that was an exciting thing for me to be next to. There's some good vibes there, but a lot of people would hang out at the bar, and I have a horrible face my face is fine. I have a horrible sense of faces. Like, I don't know famous people while I'm talking to them. I don't know who they are. So somebody might be coming in and everybody else is freaking out, and I don't know who this person is. And one time there was a guy at the end of the bar eating soup, and the other bartender goes, "I think that's Wallace Shawn." "What?" "Yeah, Wallace Shawn from Princess Bride." We're talking big celebrities. And it's like, how would you know that? How does anybody know that? So I asked him how his soup was, and he goes, "Delicious." It's like, yeah, it's Wallace Shawn. So once you guys start talking, you get to know what's going on. Before I worked there, in Florida, I worked at a tourist bar. So you made stuff like Rummy Roos and Pina Coladas, which is really just a bunch of blenders, not hard stuff. And after my first shift, my boss took me aside and said, first of all, quit offering frozen drinks. And second of all, quit being nice. You keep saying, "Howdy," or "Y'all come back." Never say "y'all." You're in a New York bar now. And he basically told me they have to earn your respect as a bartender here. You don't just... kowtow to him or whatever.
Wow.
So yeah, the Zigzag Bar and Grill. My head bartender that taught me how to work there claims he invented the Cosmopolitan. I do not believe him. And I looked it up, and there are many different people who have made them all over the world, but his name never popped up.
Yeah.
So that's stuff I remember.
What do you think was the best thing about working at the Zigzag Bar?
Well, for me, it was
real quick. I do have a question. What do you think was the best thing?
Oh, thank you, Jim. Thank you. Finally, I'm getting real questions now. Honestly, it was learning a whole new skill that I didn't know I had. They threw me in on Friday nights, and I'd be there till 4 a.m. Working, and I still like was excited to learn all these new drinks. And there is that vibe of, "Oh, Ethan Hawke is over there. What's an Ethan Hawke? I don't know." All these people would be coming in, and it's kind of like it was just kind of neat to be there at that time. By the time I hit Manchester Pub, I was over it. I was just like, get me out of these bars. I can't be here anymore. I went to a bar last night down here. I'm in Florida now. They smoke in the bar.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't been in a smoky bar since the 90s. It was like, and I felt horrible. I had 3 Bud Lights and I felt horrible this morning because of the smoke.
Mm.
My whole face was all congested. It was a nightmare. Mm. Thanks for asking that, Jim.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I'm just curious outside of this about
sure. You know, sure. Nah. Yeah, you're not just trying to put on a podcast. You want to know who I am as a human being. what do you have?
I'll take a burger.
Burger?
I would like for you to join me to at least try the burger before I try the burger.
Like, take a bite out of it? Or is there a reason why you need me to do that, sir?
Actually, let's make it 2 burgers. One for me, 2 burgers. One for you.
You know what? It's my lunch hours coming up. I'll have a burger. Yeah.
One of these burgers will be poisoned.
Swear to God, I think aren't you in a movie or something? I
just came here to enjoy a lunch. Can you please bring one of these burgers poisoned?
We don't usually poison the burgers, sir.
Bring 2 burgers, 2 sides of fries. The fries will also be poisoned.
I'll let you do with what you want to your food. If you don't mind, I will not be poisoning my food, okay?
We'll see whose burger and fries are poisoned.
Well, it's clearly going to be yours, because here we are. The burgers are here.
I have switched the plates.
I'm going to switch it back.
Why won't you eat the poison?
Because it's poison. I don't want to eat a poison hamburger.
Sir, yeah, your results are back. You've ingested some poison, you're going to need to stay at this hospital. Sorry?
Have you ingested the poison?
No, I have not had any poison. Unfortunately, you have.
You're trying to trick me into accepting a poisoned medical result.
Sir, you were picked up from Popeyes with severe poisoning. You've been in a coma for 3 days. It's a miracle you're still alive.
Was I? Or was it you, in fact, that was in the coma?
Nope. No, if you have a look at your surroundings, you're currently lying in a hospital bed. You see you're attached to this drip. It's
Am I? Or are you actually lying down in the bed? Which one is it?
It's the first one. It's the one that I said first, because you ingested poison. So I need to ask you some questions, okay? This is really important.
Yes.
We're trying to find the root cause of how some poison could have got into your food.
Oh, well, I put the poison into the food, and I asked the waiter at Popeyes to join me, and we would see in a battle of wits who would eat the poisoned burger.
You put poison in your own food.
Sorry, I'm just dropping off lunch for the patient. Here we are. It's a ham and cheese sandwich. Anything else I can get for you?
Yes, I would like a vial of poison, please.
Okay.
Another ham sandwich, side of jello, and a chair for you to join me.
Oh my God. I'm flattered.
No, Shirley, this is not, we're obviously not going to provide poison for our guests, especially not one who's been poisoned.
You can put it on my bill. I understand you don't want to pay for the poison, but I have a PPO that will, in fact, she's on her way to get the food and the poison.
She is not. She's probably gone away to deal with another patient. What exactly do you think is going to happen in this battle of wits? Let's say, for example, I ate some poison and died. What have you won there?
The battle of wit. That's what I would have won. What a stupid question.
Yeah. Yeah, welcome to the bar. This is obviously your first shift. We do things a little bit differently here at Henry's Fun Bar. We have to make sure that standards are adhered to. Just remember, the customer needs to earn your respect. How are your cocktail making skills?
They're good. I've bartended for quite some time now. Sorry, can I just go back a second? What do you mean by the customers have to earn my respect? What do you mean by that? Because usually it's the customer is always right.
I've never heard that phrase before in my life. If I had, I would tell the person who said it that they were wrong. At this bar, the customer needs to earn your respect. It could be a number of ways. It could be with besting you in a physical confrontation. Could be showing off their knowledge. For example, what's the capital of France? That was a really easy one. It sounds so stupid now I've said it. But yeah, Tom, what's the capital of France?
Paris?
Yeah, it's so stupid. It's so dumb. But like, I'd ask a harder one than that. Like, what's the capital of like an obscure country? And if they got that, I'd be like, okay, I'm willing to entertain that you could be a customer that we could serve. Or it could be like a sporting thing, you know? You could be like, run, how fast can they run down the street? Time them, mix it up. Okay, Jennifer, this is your first customer. I want to see, go for it.
Hi, sir. Before I can serve you, I have to ask you a question.
Nice.
What is the quadratic formula?
Wow.
The quadratic
equation?
Yeah, okay.
Is this necessary? I have to...
That was a way harder question than I would have asked, which I love. You are picking this up and running with it. I mean, I asked what was the capital of France.
Can I just use that one then?
No, don't look weak. Don't back down. Come on, sir. What is the quadratic thing?
Is it plus or minus b times the square root of... I used to know this, and...
Hey, old man, what are you here for? I'm here to learn all the math in the world so I can work on space rockets.
I'm a severe alcoholic, and I couldn't buy a beer at a bar I went to, and I didn't know the aquatic, the
quadratic equation. It's four.
Popeye's employees, listen, I feel like it's crazy that we have to have this conversation, but corporate is pretty upset right now about some of the actions that have been taking place within our restaurant.
And you know what? If we're going to go full disclosure, BB, I'm going to let you know that I have been serving drinks. I've been alcoholic beverages. I've invented a new drink. It's called a gin and tonic, and I've been selling them here.
We've talked about this before, that you did not invent the gin and tonic.
Never heard of it until I put those two things together. So
you'd never heard of it. The rest of us?
No.
Yeah.
No, have you all heard of gin and tonics?
Yeah, that was actually a signature cocktail at my wedding like 12 years ago. So it's been around for quite some time.
I was at that wedding.
Can I get you anything to drink?
What do you got there?
Well, we have all kinds of beer, we have wine, we have a different couple liquors.
What's that bottle, the gin there? I think you have some soft drinks there. What is those, club sodas and...
Coke Zero, Pepsi.
You know what? I'm sorry, did you say meth?
This episode's performers were Jim Woods, Amanda Bernard, Billy Merritt, and myself, Freddie Sandilands, with thanks to Sessions, bringing the most exciting talent in food to your neighborhood.